This is called Old Man Nor'wester. Sometimes Old Man Nor'wester blows and so exhumes amid dust moving, shingle skating, braids shifting, the rain shadow shape of sheep rustler James McKenzie, who strolled dead, broke and crooked to boot only to fluke a landscape he wrapped up tight and carried like a swag, taking 7-league strides across the McKenzie country, preaching sermons in Gaelic to his dog as skinks lay hidden like shrunken dragons among rocks of subalpine basins, furrowed back to basics by that wind. Tufts of wool chasing across the barrel vault blue vastness of the sky. McKenzie, though, vanished beyond lost cairn markers long ago, his straggly beard legacy of wilding pines, ragwort, Yorkshire fog, yarrow, gorse, king devil, mouse-eared hawkweed, a rogue's gallery, gathering in our sanctum sanctorium of ancient lakes and rivers. We will not sandblast back to the past as power lines sow and scullers row for New Zealand against drag on Ruitanifa. And rabbits start from bootfalls in this mirrorland of desires rustled for subdivisions, hydroelectric dams, boating the remains of film sets. Dragonfly wheel energies of lakes Tekapo, Pukaki, Ohau, the colour of ground down Punamu, spin into the Waitaki as Old Man Nor'wester skips dynamic water, flicks it over, rippling sunshine's dismantle of ice into scalding light, until the light darkens pent up or sings seawards past folded hills seamed with gullies, farmers' corrugated faces, electricity snaking north and south, the fizz of life, and then in the night, those gusts trying to prize open a greenstone door slammed tight on the underworld.